Okay, so here's the thing about the new Apple TV. I watched the presentation and I've read through the product page at least half a dozen times. And apart from the new remote, which is a much better remote, and apart from the A12 being in it, which I don't think matters for the majority of people who are buying this thing, and apart from higher frame rate HDR, which again, because I don't think most people who buy this thing need to have HDR at like 60 frames per second, I don't think that there's anything new here. Like the A12 is the new chip. I don't remember what they had before. It was like an A9 or an A10 or something. So like it is a jump forward and they're
Right.
using it to get HDR at like a higher frame per second thing. And they used it, like they used the example for sports, but the obvious example is probably video games.
Oh yeah.
Right? Like
Yeah.
if you're playing Divinity, like they talked about Divinity Original Sin 2 later in the presentation. If you're playing that on your TV, HDR at 60 frames per second is, that's a thing. That would be useful to have visually. But I don't think people who want to play Divinity Original Sin are buying an Apple TV 4K to do it.
Right.
So
I feel
there's
like this is a
that.
device. It's like a device looking for something to do still, years after Steve Jobs originally said, what was the quote? Like basically the TV was interesting, but
That they cracked
nothing
it.
beyond that. Yeah, they cracked it, right? Yeah, actually, wasn't that in the biography? Yeah,
Yeah,
didn't
that
they
was in the
actually?
biography. And then
Yeah.
for years, people thought they'd be making like their own big TV.
Instead, we got Ted Lasso, which was incredible, but
I'm
that's a
so
side
excited
note.
for season two of Ted Lasso. I think
It
that's going to be great.
is. It is. Oh, the first season was just, how did we get that? It's amazing that that was an actual thing.
So
But
great.
you don't have to have an Apple TV box for that, right? Like, so I'm sort of in the market for a TV. We have a about decade old LG standard TV. And so I have, honestly, I do not even know which Apple TV model it is. Let's say it has the glass remote, but it's not 4K. I have no clue what CPU it's running, but I do know this. It works fine for streaming Netflix and YouTube and whatever. And that's basically what it does. It sits there with a row of the app icons of the things we're going to watch. We've got View for Korean series. We've got HBO Go. We've got YouTube, Apple TV, and Netflix. And Netflix is in the top left corner, and that's basically a Netflix box. That's how we use the Apple TV. And so I'm sort of looking at buying a new TV, and I almost can't imagine buying a new Apple TV because it's already there, right? Like if you're buying a current generation TV, you've got all the streaming apps there. So it's like, what more can Apple bring here?
Yeah, I mean the big thing was a lower price. That was what we were all talking about, and a new remote. And I mean the thing is they have a new remote now. It looks much better. Like there's still a touch thing, but it looks like you can actually feel where it is with your fingers. It's got more buttons. It has like a click wheel, which is pretty cool.
Oh,
And it has
okay.
like up, down, left, and right buttons, which is like the up, down, left, and right buttons are the key here. They make it such a better experience. But you can buy the remote separately. I think it's 60 or 70 bucks
Oh.
US. You can buy it separately. So why would you buy a new box for this? You can just buy the remote, which is what everybody wants.
Yeah.
So
Interesting.
there's
Actually, I
that.
use my phone as the remote more than I'd use the actual Apple TV remote.
Right.
Just because the old
Because
remote's terrible.
exactly. And I mean, we actually just bought one of the new 4K TV, new, now old 4K TVs in
Okay.
late December because we had an
Yeah.
old one that wasn't going to be compatible with the new receiver that we got. And so I just replaced it and I got the 4K one as a way of future proofing. And I think I would keep the 4K TV if we ever got a new TV. We have a 10-year-old 1080p Sony TV, still looks great. Like I got a very color accurate one because I'm snobby that way. Still looks great.
I bought the cheapest one on the shelf, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was in school with disposable income, so I just bought the nicest one that I could afford with like the best color
Yeah.
according to all the reviews. And it still looks great. I'm waiting for it to die. And if it dies, I know exactly what TV I'd replace it with, but I wouldn't want to use their web thing because I don't trust LG or Sony or any of these people with my online data about what I'm watching. And Apple, I at least
Oh,
moderately
no, that
trust.
is true.
And I already have the box, right? Like it's already there. So I'd probably use the box, but I don't think I'd go out and buy a new one. I'm just going to go get the new remote. The other thing that is cool about this that they talked about, but it's also coming to the current generation 1080p TV and the previous 4K Apple TV, is a feature that lets you calibrate the Apple TV's colors. And so how it works is it just, like, on the screen, it displays a little rectangle in the shape of an iPhone, and it tells you to line up your, like, the screen of your iPhone to that rectangle, and it will flash a bunch of colors at your phone and look for the reflectivity of, like, whatever is getting bounced back. And then at that point, I think your phone, the phone communicates to Apple TV what the television's colors should be set to. So it starts auto-calibrating, not your television, but the 4K or 1080p box or whatever. Like, Apple will calibrate their box so it looks better than everything else plugged into your TV. But that's coming to all of the televisions, like to all their boxes anyway. And I can't wait to play with that because I calibrated my television 10 years ago, but I haven't touched it since. So I'm curious if it's going to make a difference.
That's super interesting.
But again, it's coming.
External monitors for the Mac.
And that'd be great. And it's supposed to color calibrate to match like the Mac look, I think. Like, they basically said it's going to match the profiles that ship with other Apple devices, which are very good profiles. But the thing is, that's available for older TVs. So I can't figure out why you wouldn't just go out and buy a new remote and save a whole ton of money.
And so maybe that's the thing. Maybe, right, they're okay with just selling an accessory this time. It's just more or less, I don't know. I feel like there's a set of Apple devices now that are more okay to not upgrade in an entirely non-Apple direction. I have a Kindle. I do not even know which model it is, honestly. I mean, a Kindle Paperwhite, but I do not know which, you know, edition of it is. It's fine, right? It just keeps running, and, you know, I plan to use it until the screen dies. And I would presume that's how an AirTag would work. And that's sort of how I feel with the Apple TV. It's like, as long as they don't kill it directly and say, you know, it doesn't get updates, then I'm going to keep using it. And maybe they're okay with that now because they've got the subscription revenue, and, well, they sort of are going to sell some piece of hardware to you with a $69 remote, where a cheaper Apple TV might have just cost that by itself, like a Chromecast, right? And so maybe that's sort of their expansion thing now, is like, they don't sell us all a new iPhone every year now, but they might sell us this here and that there, and over time, your piece and I'll upgrade.
I think I'm almost more cynical about this. I think it's more like a correction. It's like the butterfly keyboard reversal, but for the remote, right? It's like one more thing they're going to fix now. And you can get it if you want it.
Yeah.
Right? But like, I'm definitely buying the remote, and I'm not going to buy the Apple TV, right? But I think Apple's fine with that. I think Apple's trying to attract new people and not necessarily repeat customers. Otherwise, they would have made a better product.
Yep. Yeah. This is good enough. It's mostly a streaming box, and it's enough better, hopefully, than what you get built into a smart TV. And the bet is that you're going to keep wanting one for that.
Yeah, that's what I think their hope is. For casual gaming and family use, they've made what they think is the ultimate box.